Welcome to Inclusion Matters, produced by the Center for Inclusive Childcare,
aka the CICC.
We're located at inclusivechildcare.org.
Welcome to Inclusion Matters, a podcast of the Center for Inclusive Childcare. I'm Cindy Croft, director of the CICC, and I'm here once again with one of our inclusion consultants, Priscilla Weigel. Welcome again, Priscilla.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited about our topic today because you and I both have talked about this, and it seems to be such an ongoing theme, even throughout our podcast that we've been doing, which is really about helping child care and early educators find the joy in children again.
Yes.
And so let's talk about that for a little bit, and maybe we'll even have a series on this if we have enough content.
Great. Well, I think that it's something that I notice day in and day out. When I go out into the child care world, of whether it's a chain, whether it's a family child care, whether it's, you know, a school age program, or it seems that things have moved away from just letting children be children.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I say when I teach classes is you only get one childhood. You don't get a do-over. So what they're experiencing every day is their one chance at being three.
Mm-hmm.
Their one chance at being two, or five, or seven. And so when we are imposing what we think they should be doing based on our adult expectations, you know, going back to what we talked about at the last podcast about the lining up thing, or just these little things that take away from their experience of childhood.
Mm-hmm.
If they were at home in their backyard, and I say this a lot to teachers and providers out there, what would they be doing right now? Would they be sitting still on the outside edge of a rug on a certain letter listening to a story, or would they be snuggled up next to me listening to that story as close as they possibly could get? That, you know, so looking at things in that realm of how can I make this just an childhood experience for them,
mm-hmm.
instead of curriculum and expectations and rules and all these things. And I know it may sound confusing because the last podcast we talked about, you know, who's in control and why does it matter and that sort of thing. But you can have boundaries and expectations and rules
mm-hmm.
that are helpful to children in calming their chaos. But the goal, the underlying goal, is to always provide them with a chance to be a kid.
So maybe you could help us. I mean, do you have an example of a teacher or a provider that when you think about finding joy in children, that person comes to mind?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll give you a great example from just a couple weeks ago. I was at a child development center, and we were outside. And the kids were playing on the playground, and they were having a blast. And it was one of those days where it was kind of iffy. The sky was iffy. And so they thought, okay, it looks like it's not going to rain for a few minutes. We're going to get outside while we can, because it was one of those days where rain was forecast for the whole day. And they had the luxury, which I know not everyone does, to have more of an open-ended playground option. Some people have, you know, their playground time is scheduled. So this may not, I'll give a couple examples. So this is one example of that. And so the teachers said, we're going to go outside. It's usually group time, but we're going to go outside. So they all went outside, and the children were playing in the sand. They were riding the bikes and all that. And all of a sudden, it just started to mist just a little bit, just barely even drops. And the one teacher looked at the other teacher and said, what do you think? Should we, you know, head in? And the teacher that I'm referring to said, you know, it's just a little wet. I think they'll be okay. It looks like it's going to blow over. And a few of the kids came up and said, it's raining. It's raining, you know, to the lead teacher. And she said, oh, you know what? It kind of feels refreshing, don't you think? I think we can stay out here. There's no thunder. There's nothing scary happening. And they stayed outside and played in the mist. And the mist blew over. And the children kept playing, but they got a little refresher from mm-hmm. the fresh air and the rain, and they ended up just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't, and what it did, it taught the children a lot of different things. First of all, let's be flexible. You know, let's go outside while we can and stay outside as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, lessen their fear about rain and storms. You know what? We're out and it's raining and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave them a big science experiment opportunity because the sand in the sandbox then got a little moist, so it was more fun to build stuff with. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, there's just, it just kind of open-ended all these experiences that one decision, let's stay outside and
mm-hmm.
play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was just, it was fabulous
mm-hmm.
for the children to be able to have that opportunity.
Exactly.
And it just made my day. So that's one example of the opportunity to, you know, when you have that open-ended playground time. Another classroom experience that occurred didn't have that option. There was more structure involved. And so this was a teacher who just saw the children in her own classroom playing, and they were having a fabulous free play time. They were fabulously playing. Just the kind that you as an adult just step back and observe and go, they get it. They're interacting. They're problem solving. There was a huge block structure in one corner that was just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Kids were bringing stuff from all over the room. And in some cases, that's against the rules. You know, you can't bring stuff from other areas because it's going to get mixed up. This was enhancing their play. They were bringing things from all over, and it was adding color to their structure and whatever. They were making it into other things. And the teacher noticed by her schedule on the wall, oh, you know what, we're supposed to be going to, you know, the big room, or we're supposed to be moving on to our other option right now. And she stopped for a minute and kind of thought, you could see the wheels turning, and she said right out loud, you guys are having so much fun, let's just keep playing.
Mm.
And the kids kind of looked at her like, oh, are you serious? Like, it was this total huge gift. And
mm-hmm.
let's keep playing was the, you know, that just made me think, we have to do more of this. What's the different? Look at the learning that's going on there. You know, another example of children, and I can't remember if I said that, maybe I said this in an earlier podcast about the blocks, turning them into skis, and how, you know, some teachers would say, oh, got to keep the blocks in the block area. They're used for building, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? Those children were being creative. They were putting those blocks on their feet, figuring out how to make them move on the carpet. Which would be easier, the carpet or the tile? Let's experiment. I mean, expanding on that learning, that cause and effect. What can I do? Problem solving, all those things. And that's just letting kids just be kids
mm-hmm.
because they take it to the next level.
Right.
All we have to do is facilitate it just a tiny bit
right.
by providing them with the opportunity.
Right.
And then they take it and run with it.
You remind me of a colleague who is in a child care center here locally, and they had planted a garden, and of course the children are so excited watching the things grow, and some kind of insect got into their cabbage. They had these beautiful cabbage heads, and the insect had eaten, pretty much destroyed the cabbage. And so the children at first were really disappointed about the cabbage, but then the teacher was like, well, let's collect some of these bugs and let's see what they are. So they put the bugs in their little bug container, and so they're looking them up on the internet, and they're drawing pictures, and she's scaffolding that information about the bugs into more learning about insects. And then they're bringing, her idea was, let's continue to feed the cabbage to the insect that eats the cabbage. So the children are out gathering it each day, bringing cabbage leaves in
mm-hmm.
to feed those insects. And I thought, what a great example of someone who, you could have taken that a couple of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher could have shown great disappointment along with the children, you know, and many different things could have been a result of that. But instead, now it's become this even richer learning
right.
experience for
right.
these children. And what a great lesson in life, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes things don't turn out the way you'd expected, but wow, we have these great bugs now.
Right.
And they're collecting bugs off of other things now,
sure.
and then they're looking them up, and some of them went home and wrote, you know, drew some pictures and asked their parents about bugs. And so
right.
that's what I think we want to see, is this love of learning that we're giving to children, because we are just so invested in what we're doing with children every day.
Yeah.
And that's what you're talking about as well. It's
mm-hmm.
so wonderful. And so,
because they're amazing. They're
mm-hmm.
amazing. And they surprise us with their thinking and their processing every day.
Well, I think this, as we sort of wrap up this, you know, loving what we're doing, finding joy in children again, I think maybe we want to go into the second part of this, into another podcast, and talk about finding joy then in the profession, which I think is a very much is the key maybe also in helping people find joy once again in children. Mm-hmm. Would you say?
Definitely.
All right. Well, we'll get into that next then. Thank you very much, Priscilla.
That's all for now. See you next time.